clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I'm always excited, praise God, to, amen, to talk or to preach or to teach the Word of God, because for me, I take it personally that it is the power, amen, of salvation. Thank God for that. I'm excited because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give this public announcement, amen, praise God, that March the 21st at 12 p.m. at Bible Way Apostolic Holiness Church, 124 Landrum Street in Melville, Louisiana, we will be having our VCOC fellowship meeting. Our theme for this meeting is going to be the abundance in God's love. Amen, praise the Lord. And our guest speaker, amen, is going to be the one and only Pastor Nino Covington from CJAM Apostolic Ministries in Abita Springs. And I'm telling you, we're getting ready. And I don't know if you follow us on Facebook or what have you, but you may have saw some of the inserts of our rehearsal. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we just sent out some inserts of, amen, the praise team, what have you, just to steam up things to let you know that we're looking forward to having a good time in the Lord. And we're looking forward to having the rest of our fellowship brothers and sisters come and fellowship in this meeting. Now, I want to tell you, you don't have to be a part of what we are, amen, but everybody is invited to worship the Lord. This is the Lord's doing. This is God's business. It's not ours. So let's mark your calendars if you are in LeBeau, Palmetto, Pobarry, amen, Opelousas, Cox Springs, amen, New Rose, amen, praise the Lord, Sensport, amen, Cottonport, amen, praise the Lord, Lafayette, all these areas, amen, praise the Lord, Opelousas, amen, praise God, Sunset, all these areas are, you know what Melville is, amen, praise the Lord, and the St. Lambert Parish, amen, praise God. So we want you to mark your calendar, the host pastor, Pastor Kenneth, and Williams and First Lady Judy Williams, March the 21st, 2026, 12 p.m., Bible Way Apostolic Holiness Church, 124 Landrum Street in Melville, Louisiana, VCOC Fellowship. I look forward, amen, to seeing you that will come and be a part of this great fellowship. Now, today, I want to go to the Word of God, amen, to share with you. I want to talk a little about redemption today. I know our world is in chaos, amen, praise God. And the Bible done already, amen, explained to us that these are the last days. But I want to tell you that God is still saving, amen. He's still redeeming. There's still people, amen, that needs to be saved. If I cannot do anything else, I want to be able to explain, amen, praise the Lord, that there is redemption, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, my friend, the gospel does not change. Man changes. Man have changed so much that they have tried to rewrite the Bible, rewrite our Lord's name for salvation, or digging to find something that contradicts the Bible, or feel that there's something left out of the Bible that we didn't get. And I want to tell you, those 66 books, 39, 27, God gave those men enough word to redeem you and I. Amen, praise God. There's enough in the Bible to save you. In fact, let me be a little comical. There's enough in the Bible to save an elephant. Glory be to God. There's enough in the Bible to save a rhino. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And we're talking of a whale. We're talking about some of the largest species of animals in the world. It only takes the word of God, one drop of his blood, amen, as your sign of truly godly repentance. Amen. Praise God. People, let me tell you something. Hikaya, you got to repent. There's no ifs about it. There's no way around it. I was just shocked that I was talking to a young man, and he had been going different places to service, and he said something to me that stunned me. He says, I've been going to places, and they tell me I could be saved without having the Holy Ghost, without even being born again. That is a lying demon that is out there to distort people from coming to God. Jesus did not make no type of mistake. The apostles didn't make no mistake. The prophets didn't make no mistake. The problem is that you don't have spiritual understanding. Number two, there ain't but one gospel. Peter didn't preach a separate gospel from Paul. Paul didn't preach a separate gospel from Peter. Sure, Paul went to the Gentiles. He also went to the Israelites. My God here. Peter, amen, he went to the Israelites. He also went to a Gentile. Amen, praise God. Let me tell you something, my friend. We need to stop all this bickling and battling and trying to find a way out of the gospel to be saved. Jesus says, enter in at the straight gate. There's only one way to enter in. That's through his name. Amen. He stands at the gate. He stands at the gate. And the reason why so many people confuse is because people don't want to submit to the gospel, nor do they want to submit to leadership. And I want to tell you something, my friend. God don't make no mistake. He sent men that he's anointed and appointed. Amen, praise God, to preach and to teach to you the truth. You just have to be willing, amen, to repent of your sins and listen, humble yourself. Amen, praise Lord, under the mighty hand of God. If God sends Peter to Cornelius, amen, God sends Ananias to Paul. Oh, y'all got to help me up in here. God sends Philip to the eunuch. Hallelujah, glory to God. God sends, amen, praise the Lord, Samuel to David. God's going to send a man. He's going to send somebody to you to help you understand this way. Praise God. You need, listen, how can you hear without a preacher? And the preacher has to be sent by God. I want to share that with you, but I want to read this scripture to you today out of the book of Psalms 111. The Bible says in verse number 9, he sent redemption to his people. And that's just what God does. He sent redemption to his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverence is his name. There's no other name given to us whereby we must be saved but in the name of Jesus Christ. We have to reverence that name. And I know when it come up with scholars, when I, you know, we speak English. Amen. We don't speak Hebrew. We don't speak Latin. We don't speak Greek. Amen. Or Arabic or whatever the case may be. And the translations are right because that's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So we who are believers in this gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has been forgiven. And I want you to hear this. Has been forgiven for all our sins because through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, we're cleansed from all unrighteousness. Now, the thing is here, that a lot of people proclaim to be a believer but have no power. To be a believer means that you must act on, amen, accept, act on the word. You got to have action. To be a believer, you have to move forward into what you believe in. And that means that you have to lay down your ungodliness, that you have to repent of your sins, that you have to obey the gospel. And I know people don't like this type of teaching, but in order to get to God, we have to do these things. Here's our examples. Amen. Praise God. John, he came preaching in Matthew 3:2. He came preaching, amen, repentance. Jesus came repenting for the kingdom of God is at hand. Peter came repenting for the remissions of your sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. That you may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. To be baptized in his name. To have the power of redemption in your heart. Paul come preaching, amen, repentance, praise the Lord, that the day, amen, praise the Lord, of your redeemer or your redemption draw nigh. God is here. God is calling us. Time is winding up, but nobody wants to obey the gospel. People are trying to find a way around the gospel, amen. There's only one way. Amen, praise the Lord. And that way is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we know that through, amen, praise the Lord, grace, amen, by grace we're saved. Not our works of righteousness, amen, and grace is the unmerited love of God. We find redemption but on our part, amen, praise the Lord, we have to accept. That's right. We find redemption through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching of the gospel. But we have to accept that. We have to accept that. We have to accept it. And we have to not only accept it, but as I said earlier, you have to move. You move toward what changes come with accepting the gospel. What do I have to get rid of? What do I have to put away? How is my life lined up with the word of God? Now, in this part, when we accept the gospel, we accept the plan of God, which is the redemptive plan, amen, which is through repentance for remission of our sins. In the word remission, if you ask or you look it up, it would tell you totally, permanently, amen, forgiven. Whatever that is that was in your heart that have stopped you from knowing God or serving God, when you truly, godly repent, God give you, amen, permanent forgiveness. In other words, he wipe away those things that once was a hinder or a darkness in your life. Amen, that causes you to walk contrary to his redemptive plan, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. His name. Accepting his name. Amen. For your salvation. Because he's the only one that can forgive you for your sins and that have washed away your sins. Nobody else could do that. And not even the priest. You can go in that boot all day long and confess and count 100,000 roses. Amen. Until you truly repent. Till you truly accept Jesus. Amen. We can come boldly. You don't have to go to no man. Amen. You can do it personally because Jesus had made the way. Amen. Praise the Lord for you and I to be able to receive, amen, forgiveness of our sins through the redemption of his blood. And I want to read this. It says the word remission means totally permanently disappeared. And that's what God do to give you life. He cleansed your slate. I don't care what you have done. There's only one thing that God won't forgive you for, and that's blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. You can blaspheme the Son name. You can do all this. But when you get to talking against God's spirit and the power and the movement of God, as the first century church had, and that was passed down in the second century, amen, that should be passed down even in our day and time in the 21st century, praise the Lord, we should be still preaching and teaching what the apostles preach and teach because they stayed on the foundation. The church continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. And some of these young whippersnappers coming along, when you mention the word doctrine, they're so ignorant that they don't understand that it means teaching. Amen. You have to be taught. The Bible says even Jesus, they was astonished at Jesus because he didn't teach as a scribe. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he taught as someone with authority. And when he, oh, glory be to God. When authority, when the Holy Ghost is in charge, he has authority in your life. And that's what you need, authority in your life so that you can speak to those things that won't allow you to live in God's redemptive plan. I want to tell you, you need authority over those demons you're dealing with, those desires, that old alcohol, that old drugs, those old fentanyl, and that murdering demon. Look, here, past couple of nights, three, amen, shootings just back to back. We got to wake up and understand that we need to have Jesus at the front center of our life. And listen, my friend, it begins at home. It begins at home. We got to pray. We got to fast. We got to emotion. We got to seek God's face. Our children is out of order. There is a generation of generations that don't know God, don't know about this redemptive plan, and we can't water down the gospel. It's got to be preached with authority. And when Jesus preached, amen, praise God, he preached not as a scribe. He taught not as a scribe. He didn't have to search out the matter. He knew the matter. He didn't have to, amen, praise the Lord, try to plan the matter to fit him. He was the matter. He already knew, amen, because he was the mantle. Amen, praise the Lord. He was, amen, the bread. Glory be to God. He was, amen, God manifested in the flesh. Amen, praise the Lord. He was God speaking redemption. He was God walking the earth, praise the Lord, calling men and women to salvation, praise the Lord. He was God, amen, redeeming his creation back to himself. Amen, through his name, amen, he brought redemption even to the dumb. Amen. And the blind both. Amen. Spake, praise the Lord. Man was dumb. He was blind. But the Bible says the dumb and the blind. Amen. Praise the Lord. They received their sight. And I want to tell you, my friend, that the redemption plan that God has for you, he wants to wipe away everything that you've ever done. Take away every desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants to take it away. Amen, praise the Lord. He wants to give you, amen, praise the Lord, his plan of salvation. And the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, this is what your part come in. And God, John says that the Lord says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just, and he is righteous to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you have to acknowledge, amen, praise the Lord, that I am bound up and I need redemption. I'm bound up and I need salvation. Amen, praise God. And I want you to understand, my friend, that God has this thing fixed. Amen, praise God. It's fixed. And there's no way you or I, amen, could come up with any other redemptive plan or to try to save ourselves. We have to come the way the Bible says. And when we understand the Bible says to us, and this is the grace of God, why you wrestling with the redemptive plan. God has already laid it out. He used the Paul to write in Ephesians 1, and he says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to his good pleasure and will. See, it's God's good pleasures and will to make us sons and daughters, to get us out of the devil's hand. It's God's good will and plan, amen. And the Bible says, to the praise and the glory of his grace, his love, his love. In other words, I said to you last time I was in this studio that God had not dealt with you according to your sins, praise the Lord. He hadn't held that against you. He's calling you through his redemptive plan, praise the Lord, of salvation. The price that's been paid for you to come out of your sins, you know, have to live the way you're living, amen. Cursing not only yourself, but cursing your children, amen, praise the Lord. That's why so much chaos in your family, so much confusion in your marriage, so many difficulties and dry places in your life, because you're swimming in your sins and your iniquities, amen, praise the Lord, do testify against you, praise God, in your play church, you set in the building, but you're not receiving the word. The word, when it comes forth to your heart. It comes forth to reveal. It comes forth to redeem. It comes forth to set free. It comes forth to heal. Amen. That which God sent it, because God's word never returned to him void. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost up in this place. And when we talk about this, I talk about what Paul says in Ephesians 1. In verse number 7, it says, in whom we have redemption, glory to God, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to his riches and glory. And I got excited when I heard that, praise God. And I begin to research having predestinated us. And when I begin to, amen, think about, amen, praise God, how God determined beforehand how he was going to make us sons and daughters and what it was going to take for him to redeem us and to bring us into his kingdom. Amen. Joy entered into my heart, in my spirit. Amen. Begin to rejoice. Amen. That God, even why I was out there and seeing God, hallelujah, you redeemed me when I didn't even know. Glory be to God that you have made a way for me. I thank you for your redemptive plan. I know I don't deserve it, but you had an adoption plan already for me, meaning that you have already permanently transferred, amen, a divine, amen, purpose for my life. And I didn't understand. I was trying to hold on to the pleasures of this world. I was trying to, amen, continue to please the desires of my flesh, but you had a permanent redemption plan, amen, a divine transfer, amen, a transfer of righteousness that you wanted to put in me, amen. And I needed to, amen, find out, amen, by hearing. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I had to find out, amen, by repenting and listening. I had to have an ear. He that hear these sayings of mine, he says, I would liken him as a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And amen, praise the Lord. I thank God that I became a wise man because I heard the word and I said, God, that redemptive plan that you have, that promise that you have, that joy that you have, that peace that I need is in your word. It's not in the nightclub. I can tell you testimony, and I don't know if you believe it or not, but my testimony, I was at the bar. Praise God. I ordered me a wine and cola. Yeah, I want a wine and cola. Yes, Lord, I want a wine and cola. That's what my flesh wanted. Amen. Looking at the stroll license, and man, it's time for me to get a dance. And the voice of God said, get out of here. It was like a glass that shattered. I never heard it. Put fear in me. Ran fear. Ran me out of the nightclub. That's right. God talked to me in the nightclub. I know he's talking to some of y'all, but y'all just ain't listening. Amen. You still have those strong desires. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll come wherever you are, and he'll redeem you from what you're bound by if you let him in. And I know you can hear that sound because trouble, hallelujah, hallelujah, burdens, disappointments, and all those are signs that God is saying, I need you to change. Hallelujah. I need you to change. I need you to find peace. Come unto me. If you're laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I thought about his adoption. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I'm a son. And maybe that's a lady out there may say, Lord, I thank God that I'm a daughter. Amen. Praise God. I thank God that I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And I was looking at this and I got excited. And I looked at Ephesians 1 and verse number 11. He says to me, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. I got an inheritance. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I got an inheritance. Listen, God didn't just take away the desires and the pleasures and give me salvation. He gave me inheritance because, amen, I couldn't stay the way I was and have heavenly divine inheritance. Amen, praise the Lord. He gave me an heavenly inheritance. Oh, thank you. That means he gave me eternal life. When he filled me with the Holy Ghost, he gave me eternal life. Not only top of that, praise God, but he gave me a mansion in heaven. Glory to God. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but he gave me transforming power. Amen. Praise the Lord. To be redeemed. To be redeemed. Amen. And you know what? If you come right now, amen, I even have rapture power. Or I can be caught up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to get your life fixed. Let's stop playing church. He says, being predestined according to his purpose in him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he called me in one day and gave me good godly counsel. I accepted it. I obeyed it. And today, amen, praise the Lord, I have a package deal. I have the plan of salvation. And I want you to know, my friend, that redemption, hallelujah, our Redeemer, he draws nigh. God bless you. May the Lord continue to heal you, deliver you, and make you whole in Jesus' name.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.